It's Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder, live from the Allstate Showcase studio here on 720 WGN. All right, let me retract a comment I said. I was reading an article in my local patch newspaper, and I was horrified to find out that the airport police officers, the airport cops at Chicago airports, are not packing any heat. I really thought that they were armed. Mm-hmm. They had weapons. Mm-hmm. So as I was reading, according to Patch.com, CNN had an interview going on, and it says, if an armed assailant opens fire at one of Chicago's airports, run and hide is the order of the day. You might be surprised to learn that advice isn't for millions of innocent air travelers passing through O'Hare and Midway, but it is for the official guidance for 300 sworn, certified, and uniformed aviation police officers who work at the city's two airports. And we have one of those officers with us today, and his name is Matt Brandon. How are you? Oh, you are actually the security treasurer of... Oh, boy. I have three pieces of information here, so let's retract everything I said. Secretary and treasurer of the Service Employees International Union. Is that what you are?
Yes.
All right, there, to clarify. I was horrified to find out that the uniformed officers at both Midway and O'Hare are unarmed. I had no idea.
And like you, most of the flying public would never know that either. You always assume when you see a police officer in uniform that they're armed.
Mm-hmm.
And
especially at an airport, and especially nowadays.
Absolutely. We've been fighting with the city since I came to SEIU. I retired. I'm a retired police officer myself, and I came to SEIU in 2000. We've been fighting to try to get the officers armed because of the seriousness of the jobs that they do. And now, up to this point, we've gotten nothing but pushback, no explanation other than that the Chicago police are the armed law enforcement personnel for the airport.
Now, how many Chicago police officers are at the airport? Because there's 300 of the airport's security police officers, correct?
Yes.
How many Chicago police officers are there?
Approximately 175.
Still a good number.
Yeah,
but
a decent number.
It's
yeah.
a decent number, but it's Los Angeles, as CNN pointed out, has 512.
Mm-hmm.
Atlanta has 178. O'Hare
are airports that are roughly the same size.
O'Hare's
right.
The world's busiest, isn't it?
Back and forth between Hartsfield, but yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
A lot of things going on there. And you wrote a letter and a complaint to our former police superintendent, McCarthy, issuing a complaint about this. And what your quotes were, this is insulting, demeaning, and unnecessary.
Absolutely. These men and women dedicate themselves to the protection of the flying public in the city of Chicago at both airports. They are trained by the Chicago Police Department at the Chicago Police Academy or by the Cook County Sheriff's Department at the Cook County Sheriff's Academy. They take more training. They have more training hours than that is required by state certification. They're required to qualify annually with their firearms that they're not allowed to carry on duty, mm-hmm. in order to maintain their state certification. They're state certified officers. Now, what's demeaning and insulting is to train people to be the police. And I went through this training, and to be trained to always step forward and confront a threat, and then now to say that you have to run away. It just contradicts your training. Your first instinct as a police officer is to step forward. So here you have put men and women through a training, and it's a great training, and it prepares them for these type of threats and assaults. But then you don't arm them, and to just push back against our union, who has really been vocal on this, you say, well, we're just going to have them run and hide. That is absolutely ridiculous.
I can't believe they're told run and hide yeah. if, you know, there's an armed assailant. That is against what they're there to do.
Absolutely.
So bottom line, why are they unable to be armed?
Well, that's what I'm hoping now. I sent a letter recently to the new commissioner, Ginger Evans, because the response I got from former Superintendent McCarthy was that they'd look into it. Nothing happened. I got a response from the new commissioner, Ginger Evans, when she took over for Rosemary Andolino, who left last year, saying that she had complete and full confidence in Chief Richard Edgeworth, who is the designer of this run-and-hide strategy for the department. So we then did a letter to her saying we have no confidence in her, and this time I mailed the letter to the mayor's office. I got immediate response. I must say the mayor's office responded right away. I had not been able to get a meeting with the commissioner to discuss the concerns of the men and women of the Department of Aviation Police Department. And now, finally, next Wednesday, I'll be able to meet for the first time with the commissioner of aviation to discuss the concerns of the men and women of the Department of Aviation.
Well, it's progress anyway.
It is.
Have to feel that's some progress. When you say not armed, you mean not at all? No tasers, no stun guns, no anything?
Right.
Nothing?
Nothing. Nothing.
I mean, look at all the problems that from 9/11. It all stemmed from airport activity. Since that day, everything has changed at airports. You got people that are passengers complaining about having to take their belts and shoes off. Mm-hmm. Don't complain, people. If this is going to help with our safety, just shut up and do it.
That's
get
right.
there early. But since that changed for us as passengers, I was shocked to find out that those officers, the airport security officers and police, are not armed.
Right. And what will shock you a little more is you see the police officers in the terminal walking. They're unarmed. But what you don't see is the direct access to the airfield is guarded by aviation police officers who are unarmed. So you now have situations here where you could have an assault on an entry post
yep.
to the airfield. And you're telling these people to run and hide.
Right.
I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. It's ludicrous. That is no sort of security strategy. And I think it's a cop-out for these folks not wanting to arm these people. I don't understand why. I've never been given an explanation. And we're going to demand that from the commissioner when we meet with her on Wednesday.
How do you anticipate that meeting going, by the way? What do you? I'm sure in your head you're visualizing what you're going to say, what they're going to say. How do you think it's going to play out?
Well, I think they're going to stonewall.
Do you?
I really do. I think they're going to take the same position that there's enough Chicago police officers there to take care of any assault, which I totally disagree with. And it's not just that I'm concerned with. When you tell our people to run and hide, you have to assume that the people who are going to cause the problem at the airport are going to just give them an opportunity to turn around and walk away.
Yeah.
These are armed targets standing in security positions at the airport. The first people will be assaulted, who will be taken out, are my members who do this work. They'll never have an opportunity to run and hide. It will never happen. I think something has to be done immediately.
Matt Brandon, Secretary and Treasurer of SEIU, which stands for Service Employees International Union Local 73, is it?
Yes.
Obviously, if I was unaware of them being armed, a majority of the people didn't know that either. So bringing it out in the public and shining some light on it might put them in danger a little bit, but it also might get your action taken care of, correct? Is that
yes.
why you did it?
Yes, absolutely. And I hope that the public would call their aldermen, call their state reps and say, look, we expect security when we go to the airport, and we don't expect the security to run and hide.
Matt, you've used the phrase run and hide several times, but you're paraphrasing there, right? They haven't used that phrase, have they, run and hide?
Absolutely.
They have said that.
Oh, there's a federal training that our officers were given to take, and part of that is it says that you are to run and hide, and even worse than that, if they can't run and hide, throw things at the assailants. You know, it's just absolutely ridiculous. And when the public sees this, I think they'll be on our side that these men and women should be armed.
Matt, I disagree. If you're an assailant and you have a coffee cup coming your way, I think you're going to give in to that. Come on.
I hope you're right, Bill. But
wow.
If our people have a coffee cup in their hand, they get written up, so they can't.
Oh, all right. Well, yeah. Cancel it then. Yeah.
But I didn't even think of them as being targets. They're there just sitting there, and they're unable to fight back.
Right.
And when you say throw things at them and run and hide, do you remember that school where if an intruder came in, the school district was saying the kids should all start throwing things at them? These are aviation officers.
Right.
Some of these officers are actually police officers on the street on their other hours, aren't they?
They are former Iraq and Afghanistan war veterans. These men and women are just trained professionals who want to do the job, who are there to do the job, but they want the tools to do the job. And I want to make sure that they get that, because I have a responsibility to them to make sure that they have an opportunity to go home to their families also.
Unbelievable. All right, tell us what we can do as outraged people. Another thing we're mad at Chicago about right now. What can we do to make this happen?
Well, if the flying public would contact the Department of Aviation, Commissioner Ginger Evans, or contact their alderman if they live in the city of Chicago, or their state rep throughout, or state senator throughout the state, and ask them to take action and request that these officers be armed, I think it will help tremendously.
Can I ask a favor, Matt? Can you
sure.
throw on, are there headphones in front of you?
Yeah.
Throw on some headphones, because we're getting some calls, and you need to hear the calls so you can comment.
Okay.
We have Matt Brandon in the studio, Secretary and Treasurer of SEIU Local 73, and Rich has called us 312-981-7200. Were you aware? Are you aware of all this, Rich? Are you disgusted?
I was aware of this. I heard about it on the original CNN interview. And when I told my father, who doesn't live in the area, about it, he couldn't believe it. I agree with the union official. I'm appalled that these men and women go through the same training as a law enforcement officer, and then they're being told, oh, but we don't trust you to carry a gun or a weapon. And they're basically being treated, and I'm not saying this to insult them. I have high regards for them. But you're treating them like low-rent mall cops when they are trained police officers. And not only that, but again, not to degrade these people, but because of what you're doing by disarming them, it's almost a waste of taxpayers' money. You're saying, be a police officer, oh, but we're not going to give you the tools you need to fight crime. I mean, no offense, if there is an armed attack at the airport, these people are pretty much useless. You're telling them run and hide. It's like, then why pay them? Give them the tools they need to be proper police officers. Treat them like police officers, not what's going on here.
Matt, I know you agree with that sentiment. So.
Oh, I do. I think the call is absolutely right. And that, in essence, was part of the demeaning when I talked about them being demeaned. You train these people up. You prepare them for action. Then you send them into battle without the tools to do the job. And the call is right. It's almost like you're wasting money. What are you doing here?
Yeah.
And they do need this component at the airport. These men and women do a wonderful job. And we just ask that the public helps us get them armed.
Rich, thank you so much for calling. And I did say earlier that it was TSA agents. That has nothing to do with it. The TSA agents
That's
are
separate.
The ones that you go through security. These are the armed officers that you see within the airport as you're walking through the concourse. I think we have time for one more call here. And this is Ray. Hi, Ray. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. I'm calling because I'm actually a teacher in the state of Illinois, and even we're taught to fight back. So this idea of running and hiding to me, I mean, it just doesn't seem right. Give them the tools they need to succeed and protect other people.
Yeah, thank you. I think that's absolutely right, and that's all we're asking for. The city of Chicago, the taxpayers of the city of Chicago spend a lot of money to train these people up, and they expect them to be able to do the job when they're required to do the job. So give them the tools they need.
It's so baffling to me that
thank you, Ray.
Thanks, Ray.
It's so baffling that somebody would have the wherewithal to put out the statement with those words
run and hide. Isn't that embarrassing?
Yeah. It's highly embarrassing.
And it is embarrassing, and it's insulting to the men and women who have to hear that.
Right.
And now more than ever.
You didn't get into that job to run and hide.
Absolutely.
That's not part of the makeup of it.
We have to take a quick break. 312-981-7200. It's a hot spot with our listeners. They want to talk about it. We're chatting with Matt Brandon, Secretary and Treasurer of SEIU Local 73. That is Service Employees International Union and the Aviation Police at both of our airports. They're not armed. We're going to talk more about this 720 WGN. We only have a little time left. We're talking with Matt Brandon. He is Secretary and Treasurer of the Service Employees International Union Local 73. Matt, thanks for being with us today. We're talking about the aviation police not being armed at our airports, and Kathy has called us and has a question about this. Hi, Kathy. Oops, my fault. You have a question for Matt?
Are we okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is this typical, I'm wondering, with other airports around the country, or is this something that only a few airports, ours included, are...
Is this just a Chicago thing?
This is unique to Chicago, that aviation police officers are not armed.
Seriously?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, that makes me even more mad.
Because why? Is
well,
there a
that's
reason?
Appalling.
Thank you, Kathy. I don't know. They've never given me a reason why,
yeah,
other than saying they fall back. Their fallback position is we have the Chicago police there,
right,
and they can handle any threat. And I would challenge the public to walk through the airports and see the number of Chicago police officers that you encounter and the number of aviation police officers that you encounter. You'd feel much safer if those guys and gals were armed.
Matt, in the other cities that you just mentioned, are both the regular police officers and the aviation officers both armed?
In some cities, they don't have the regular police officers in the airports. The aviation police officers are the law enforcement of the airports.
Okay.
And where they do have the mix, everybody is armed.
They are.
Why do you need both? Why do you need a mix? Why can't there just be the aviation police officers?
Well, I think they can, and that's what I've asked over and over again. I mean, with all the problems we have in the city of Chicago and the streets of Chicago, if you have 200 extra police officers to put back in the streets and you have 300, 400 aviation police officers to secure the airport, let's let these folks do their jobs where we need them to do the jobs.
You make a lot of sense. Kathy, thank you so much for calling. And I think we just have time for one more. Richard's on the line. Hi, Richard.
Hey, how are you doing?
Did you have a question or comment for Matt Brandon?
Yeah, my question is this. My question is this. If you get them armed, are you going to want them to get paid more money per hour?
No, Richard, and that's a great question. That came up during contract negotiations before when I tried to get them armed. They said they then want to be paid like the police and have all the benefits of the police. And the men and women of the Department of Aviation know that there's a distinct difference in the jobs that they do. And they understand that they won't be compensated the same way as the Chicago police officers are. And if they want to, they can always test to go to the Chicago Police Department. So, no, that is not an issue, and the city can't say that's an issue.
And that's a great question. They just would like to stay safe when they're at work.
Absolutely.
And protect people. And, John,
I don't understand.
Hi, John. You are an aviation officer?
Yes.
All right. Well, let's talk to you about this. Matt Brandon's here fighting on your behalf.
And he's a great person. His integrity is unbelievable. My point is that everyone's talking about, you know, the traveling public and getting screened, and what they're not saying is that there's a lot of airline employees that enter through, there's entry points onto the airfield that they don't get screened. The entry points that the aviation police officers have to protect and have access control, they're not armed, and they have to respond and make sure that people and employees and protect the employees' safety. They're on the airfield in secured areas, and you don't know what they have on them.
And you don't know if they've stolen the pilot's uniform and knocked him out on the runway. I mean,
Wendy watches a lot of Murder, She Wrote.
I do watch a lot of movies.
A lot of Murder, She Wrote.
But seriously,
correct.
I mean, I know you check identification, but really, you have a lot of responsibility. You deserve to be holding a
correct
gun.
And then you have concealed to carry now. A pizza man can do his job carrying a weapon, and we can't. So,
that is a sad statement.
Yep.
You know, and we're trained for FAA regulations. We're the ones who respond on the airfield. When we have outside units, like even the Chicago police, they don't know the airfield. They don't know. They cannot just come onto the airfield and drive because they'll run into an aircraft. The aviation police are the ones that are trained and are driving on the airfield to respond to whether it's a fuel spill, whether an incident occurred, whatever. But you can have the Chicago Aviation Police, the Chicago Police Department respond, but they don't know the layout of the airfield, and they just can't respond onto the airfield and drive. There's runways, there's taxiways.
Right, you know the intricacies of everything. John, we got to let you go. We have to break for news, but we wish you safety over there. Protect yourself.
Thank you.
Matt, thanks. This is enlightening. Disturbing
and
enlightening. Yeah,
and
it really is.
Who do we write to? How do we help make these officers get some weapons.
Again, if you're residents of the city of Chicago, call your alderman. Throughout the state, you can call your state rep or your state senator, and call the commissioner's office at the Department of Aviation. I wish I had bought the numbers, but I didn't, but they're easy enough to access.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you both. This is really important to the men and women of the Department of Aviation that this message get out and their voices be heard, and I thank you for letting us do it.
Absolutely.
Here.
Thank you so much, Matt Brandon, Secretary and Treasurer of SEIU Local 73. That's Service Employees International Union. You're doing a great thing, and I hope you're successful with this. Good luck.
Thank you.
720 WGN, back with news.